Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And obviously, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 p.m. and for the rest of your lives. Anyway, we begin with the Manchester Derby, where, of course, Manchester United won the second half and Man City won the first half, meaning, of course, the game was a draw. Although on paper, it says Man City 1-6-3. Anyway, here's the fallout on TalkSport from that draw.
There is the whistle. City 6, United 3. Just the 9 goals, Sam, this afternoon. The champions, and as many would have it, the champions elect at their very best. Embarrassment for their red rivals, Haaland and Foden with hat-tricks.
The most important thing is the fact that you see the team today, like it's, we have seen this for 4 or 5 years. And this, you cannot imagine how difficult it is. One season, you can win one title, all you want to do it. But every season being there, every single 3 days, no competitions. This is the most satisfaction as a manager or be part of this group with these players and staff and backroom staff. So still we are doing this. And this is so difficult in a sport, so difficult.
We should have been 7 or 8 nil up in the first half and nobody would have batted an eyelid. It's the most comfortable and relaxed I've been at half time in a derby game, because it doesn't matter how bad your opposition is, you're still a bit edgy, aren't you? You know, we're old school City fans. We still don't go into a game expecting us to win. But, I mean, just unbelievable. The gulf was there for all to see. And this is the team that comfortably beat Arsenal. I just don't think anybody else has got a chance.
Here's the United gaffer, Erik ten Hag. On the back of that draw.
I think we are in a process, and I knew before, big teams like City is probably the best team. When you are not good, you get hammered. And today we were not good. We didn't follow the rules, the principles we have in our way of play, and then you get hammered. That is what we have to accept. But don't get me wrong, this performance is unacceptable.
I really come into this game so positive. Of the last couple of games against Arsenal and Liverpool and whatever, and then today we just didn't turn up. And I'm thinking to myself, are you as good as Ollie, Erik, or what? Because we just never attacked. I thought we were going to go right at him.
Well, that's an interesting point, isn't it? That's an interesting point, because actually, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had a very good record in these derbies and actually did a number on Pep Guardiola. How has Erik ten Hag not learned from that?
I don't know. Ole had, Ole had a great record against him, because we attack. We went straight at him. Today, I thought to myself, I'm looking at it, and I thought, why are we sitting back? Why are we giving so much space in midfield?
On now to the boot room. On TalkSport with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose, and Adebayo Akinfenwa.
The first half performance was as bad as anything we've seen in recent years. And you think that there's been quite a few low points since Sir Alex Ferguson, watching on ashen face from the stand at the Etihad, retired. And I used the word cowards in a tweet at halftime. Now, that may seem strong. I know it's not a word that ex-footballers particularly enjoy. But there was no belief in that Manchester United team. Every time they got the ball, they looked like rabbits in the headlights. They were scared to go forward. They were scared to put pressure on what was a very makeshift Manchester City defence. And actually, Erik ten Hag has come out and really backed me up because his comments after the game, he says it's quite simple. It's a lack of belief.
We didn't bring it on the pitch from the first minute on, and I don't know why. I'm really surprised by that. So I have to find out. I have to talk with my players why. We have to find out why it is. Because when you are not confident, you can never win again.
And you get hammered. That is what happened today. So Erik ten Hag pulling no punches in his post-match assessment. And I do wonder now if some of those Manchester United players have the minerals to really get the club back to where they belong. Because no Manchester United team, no matter how good the opponent, should be conceding six goals in any game, let alone in a Manchester derby. There was no belief, there was no commitment. None of what we saw in the game against Liverpool, which is an even bigger grudge match in the eyes of Manchester United supporters. They were in the faces of Liverpool. Why didn't they do that?
Now, of course, Man City and Man United sharing nine goals meant there was no more goals left to share in the Premier League, which meant Leeds United and Aston Villa finished 0-0. His reaction to that game.
Leeds 0, Aston Villa 0, and the result greeted with great celebration by Leeds and great frustration by Villa, because, as you say, Leeds played almost the entire second half with 10 men and Villa still couldn't score. They do get 1 point on the road, but they would have expected more.
Before the game, obviously, if you get a point at a tough place like Leeds, of course, you definitely consider it. We're not stupid, especially with the injuries that we've got. But the way the game panned out, and we had obviously the numerical advantage for a big chunk of the second half, I expect us to go and win the game from that position.
I respect Gerrard and respect everything he's done. People want to say that, you know what he did at Rangers. I thought what he did at Rangers was cool, and I think he's trying to assemble a good Aston Villa team. He's got some good players.
It's not working.
But listen, again, it's 11 months he's been there.
Have to say, though, in the end, that sending off a Sinisterra makes it a good point for Leeds, but really much ado about not too much. Final score, Leeds 0, Aston Villa 0.
Yeah, I thought first half, I would have liked to have seen us play a little more positively, a little bit more assertively, you know, to play forward and to, in the final third, have a little bit more poise to make some final actions. We talked about some of these things. We made some tactical adjustments at halftime, and some of these important things about not being frustrated with the referee, not being frustrated with the opponent, trying to slow the game down. And then we pick up a bad yellow, second yellow, red card, and we put ourselves in jeopardy. At that moment, I think what you saw was total commitment from the group. We worked on man-down tactics over the last couple weeks, so next time maybe I'll work man-up tactics instead. But I think that helped us in the moment to understand our roles. And then, yeah, again, what you saw is a group that can fight and run and has belief in each other. So that part was really good.
Time now to hear from former Premier League striker Tony Cascarino raising his concerns about Liverpool at the moment after their draw with Brighton.
Liverpool 3, Brighton 3. It's Leandro Trossard who's got it and hits his third of the game.
Brighton deserved to win. Alisson pulled off a couple of really good saves. You know, own goal got Liverpool the lead. I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about Liverpool, and I don't think Liverpool have got better at all. Apart from the 9-0 result, which was Bournemouth, when they play Bournemouth at their very worst. You know, you mentioned Arsenal next week. Arsenal will beat this Liverpool team in a minute.
An absolutely sensational match of football, and it's finished all square. Liverpool 3, Brighton 3, and both teams will come away from this thinking they could have defended better.
The midfield's been decimated at times, and it looks like they're struggling. You know, Van Dijk's not playing nowhere near to what we know he's capable of. There's been injuries at centre-half, and yes, Liverpool are getting their players back. But they are off the pace. Liverpool are not on the pace what they once were. I've had this thrown at me so many times about Mane. But, oh, they're missing Mane. Mane wouldn't be doing much better than with this team. They're not defending as a team now. They are off the pace. They are not getting close to their opposition. And that is costing Liverpool dearly at the moment.
On now to the former Wolves winger, Matt Jarvis, reacting to Bruno Lage's dismissal as manager at Monaghan.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Big breaking news in the last few minutes, and that is that Bruno Lage, we understand it on TalkSport, has been relieved of his duties.
I was actually at the game yesterday, and the fans were making it clear that they thought that this is probably the best decision for them.
And as Bruno Lage headed over towards those Wolves fans, they gave him absolute dog's abuse.
They do well in the first two-thirds of the pitch, the defence, they pass the ball round, they get through the lines, they've got really good players. It's the final third that's been really letting them down, and I think a lot of the fans yesterday were bemused by the selection and putting Neves at centre-half without using one of the young lads, maybe Totti, to to come in and play, and why were they in the squad if you're not going to use them? On a fan's point of view, I think they made themselves very clear that they weren't happy, and for them, this was coming.
Now, ahead of tonight's live commentary of Leicester taking on East Midlands rivals Nottingham Forest on TalkSport, let's hear from both managers. We'll get the take of Steve Cooper, but first, here's Foxes gaffer, Brendan Rodgers.
It's a great game for us to look forward to. You know, we really owe the supporters on this one. You know, it has been a great start to the season for us, the result last year. So we're very determined. The attitude is there for us, and the energy is there to produce a performance that can hopefully kickstart our season.
It's obviously a local game, and you know, there'll be rivalry in the support, and that's exciting to be part of that. And that's important to us, of course, very important to us. But what's also really important to us is that we improve and we prepare right for the game, and we try and pick up points for us, and that's where our commitment is and our focus is.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On now to a bit of cricket. And Moeen Ali's England won the T20 series against Pakistan after winning the seventh match in Lahore. Here's TalkSport's Sam Ellard with more. So you could say, here's Sam with more from Lahore, if you wanted to.
In reply, Pakistan never got going, losing wickets on a regular basis. Their two best batsmen at the top of the order, Rizwan and Babar, out for single-figure scores. And from then on, the run chase never likely. They just scored 142 runs from their 20 overs. England excellent with the ball. In particular, Chris Wokes up front, figures of 3 for 26. It's been a cracking series. We've seen the emergence of Brook, the return of Wood, Duckett's brilliance, close finishes and brilliant crowd. All of this with the World Cup just around the corner. England win the 70-20 by 67 runs and claim the series 4-3.
Brilliant game today, I thought. From us, we played really well from the start. The batters obviously put on a very good score on that wicket, and I thought our bowling was outstanding again today with wet conditions, and I thought throughout the series we bowled really, really well.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From my back, I'm Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside the sneaker freak that is Darren Bent. Straight after us, it's live commentary of Leicester against Forest. We'll build up from 6. Meaning, of course, the Drive Time Show is just 2 hours long. Do you get the same money? Yes, we get the £8. There would, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin's TalkSport daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe for one. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.